You have the incredible privilege this week to read the Parshos of Nitzavim Vayelech. And in Parshas Vayelech, Moshe Rabbeinu takes leave of his beloved Klal Yisrael. And he tells the Jewish people, this is in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Beis, Ben Me'a Ve'esim Shanim Anochi Hayom. I'm 120 years old today. La'ucha Ol Latzeis for Lavo. I can no longer go and come. Vashem Amar Elai Lo Sa'avar Es Hayardin Azen. Hashem had told me that I'm not going to cross the Jordan River. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, I'm 120 years old. This is the end of the line, the end of my time in this world. I'm going to hand you over into the loving embrace of Yehoshua and Kadosh Baruch Hu. The great tzaddik, Reb Shalom of Kamarna, says that embedded in this pasuk is the very strategy to be able to combat the Yetzer Hara. And Reb Shlomo Kamarna says that the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, which of course again is not the, you know, a little man in a red suit with a pitchfork and horns that sits on our shoulders. The Yetzer Hara represents the internal self-sabotaging mechanisms with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. For it is those self-sabotaging mechanisms that make success meaningful. Without them, success would be worth nothing. So the Yetzer Hara tries to derail us in two ways. The first way the Yetzer Hara tries to is to tell us there's plenty of time. Enjoy yourself right now. You'll get your act together at a time later on. Enjoy, do what you want. Don't worry so much about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't worry so much about mitzvahs. Don't worry so much about your soul. Right now, just enjoy. You'll get a little older. You'll settle down. You'll calm down a little bit. And there's plenty of time to right all of the wrongs. The other way the Yetzer Hara tries to go ahead and get us to sin or to keep us from improving is through laziness. Atzlos. You know, man is made of matter. And matter's natural state is to be at rest. Matter remains at rest until it is acted upon. This is what the Rebbe calls Shnei Tachsisim L'Milchama Yitzhara. The Yitzhara employs two strategies against us in order to derail us from becoming the best version of ourselves. Number one, there's plenty of time in the future. Don't worry about it now. Kick the can down there on procrastination. And number two, laziness, to which Moshe Rabbeinu responds something amazing. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ben Me'a Ve'esim Shana Anochi Hayom. Do you know how to make the most of yourself today? Anochi, do you know how to become the true you? Hayom, it's very simple. Two words. Me'a and Esrim. Live every day like you're 100. What does it mean to live every day like you're 100? You know, when a person reaches the age of 100 years old, they know full well that there may be very little time ahead of them. Says the Rebbe of Kamarno, live each day as if it were your last. He doesn't mean this in a foreboding or negative or somber way that I'm going to die any minute. But he means live life as if it was your last day. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and told you today is your last day in this world, what would you do? How would you utilize it? Would I spend my time on the pettiness? Would I spend my time on the silliness? Would I get involved in conflict? Would I spend my time doing things that are not really purposeful and useful? So live every day as if you're 100. Because when you're 100, the one thing you cannot do is procrastinate. When you are 100, the one thing you cannot do is kick the can down the road. One simple reason, you have no idea how much road there is left in front of you. When you're 100 years old, you make sure you maximize every day. Make sure to live every day as if you're 100. But then there's Esrim. And live every day as if you're 20. See what happens? Because the second way the Yetzer tries to get us to sin or to prevent us from self-actualizing is laziness. I'm going to take it easy. I'm tired. I'd like to relax. You know, when you're 20, you're full of vigor. When you're 20, you're full of energy. When you're 20, you have koach, you have power. Live every day like a 20-year-old. Never say, I'm too tired. Never say, I'm too spent. Never say, I don't have enough energy. Says it above Kamarna. Moshe Rabbeinu was not simply giving Klal Yisrael information about his age. They knew how old he was. They knew how old he was. He wasn't looking for a happy birthday. I'm 120 years old today. Mazel tov. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving them the very secret to successful living. Live every day like a 100-year-old. Live every day like a 20-year-old. Live every day like a 100-year-old. Don't procrastinate. Don't kick the can down the road. Don't go ahead and push off till tomorrow, which you could do today, because you do not know what tomorrow brings. But live every day like a 20-year-old as well, full of energy, full of effervescence, full of an eagerness, a zrizos, to do, to accomplish. If you live every day like a Me'a, 100, you live every day like an Esrim, like a 20-year-old, then Anochi Hayom, I will maximize my identity. I will self-actualize. I will become the best version of myself each and every day. Wishing everyone a beautiful Erev Shabbos Kodesh and a restful last Shabbos of this year. A guten Shabbos.